Darling, you look upset. What's wrong, dear? You don't have to speak up if it's too hard. Sometimes it hurts to try and say it aloud. But I'm right here for you. And I'm here to listen to you. Or even to speak up for you if you struggle to find the words. I know things were difficult for you while you were growing up. Maybe your parents weren't the greatest, and truly, there's no such thing as perfect parents, you know? We understand that. We're all human, and we all make mistakes. Maybe you got yelled at for being upset, or scolded unfairly for something you didn't do. It happens, and you're allowed to feel upset by it. But that doesn't mean it was your fault. You were a child, and every experience to you was new or big, or maybe even traumatizing, because compared to adults, children don't have a vast amount of life experience to reference from. And maybe sometimes you did misbehave. Children test boundaries, they get into trouble, and maybe you did need a scolding. But you never should have felt like you were in danger. There's a difference between discipline and genuine threats or abuse. They had no right to harm you. You were defenseless. You were a child. You weren't a threat to any adult to the extent that they needed to grab you or strike you. You never deserved to be hurt like that. And you still don't, dear. You deserve to be treated with kindness and respect, with rational words and reason. No one should ever raise a hand against you just because they're mad, whether you're an adult or a child. It's always scary. It's always hurtful. And that's why I want you to lay here with me. And I want you to think about yourself, not right as you are, but little you. When you were scared or hurt or upset as a child, I want you to think of this little you and let them be held while I hold you. I'll be here for them, for you, in my arms where you're safe. I want you to close your eyes and just imagine being curled up in my lap, maybe with your favorite blanket or stuffed animal, or a toy, any sort of thing that you might have had that brought you comfort. Or if not, just yourself. I want you to take a deep breath and try to let yourself feel safe. I'm here to keep you safe. I'm here to reassure you. When you feel sad, upset, hurt, lonely, it's okay. I'm right here for you. And when you're overwhelmed, when something upsets you, I want you to take a moment and stop, to think of the little you, to kneel down and give them a hug, and tell them that it's okay, you're there, and I'll be there too. We can be our own little family. And I want you to treat the current you and the little you, like I would, with kindness and care, compassion, understanding, to let them feel, to let yourself feel, and let those feelings pass, and slowly teach yourself that it's okay to have big feelings, but that they will pass, and they won't control you, and that you're safe to express them to yourself. If that means crying, you can cry. If that means getting angry, you can be angry. But know that those feelings are yours. You're allowed to have them in a safe way, but that they don't control you or define you. And don't ever let the adults that hurt you keep hurting you by hurting yourself. You wouldn't want any other child to go through what you went through. Even though you're an adult, Try to think of the little child you. Don't be mean to them. You don't want to hurt them the way you were hurt. Treat them with kindness. Treat yourself with kindness. And while it may not make the hurt go away, you won't ever become like the adults that hurt you. They can't hurt you anymore. You're allowed to feel small, and you're big enough now that you can protect you the way you deserve someone else to protect you back then. And if you're ever get upset and feel like being mean to yourself, try to stop and think of that inner child, the one you wish someone would protect, the one you want to protect. Just think of them and their feelings. Their feelings are yours, and they deserve kindness just like you do. The child you deserved kindness. The adult you deserves kindness. The child you deserves love, and the adult you does too. And that's why I'm here. To help you to be kind to little you by being kind to the big you too. And I'll always be here for you. To help take care of both the big you and the little you. And we can be the family that you deserved. And we'll always be here to cheer you on. You're safe now.